It's Roger and James here, founder of This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp coming to a number of the different Marvel games. Marvel put up some information and stuff, so I'm just going to kind of run through. Obviously, it's going to be coming to their literally whole range of games. We've got Contest of Champions, we've got Strike Force, Puzzle Quest, Avengers Academy. We've also got Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, and they've kind of also teased some other bits and pieces for some other ones. So all of this content is coming in this week because the movie opens up in the US this week. However, it doesn't open up for us till in the UK till August. For some bizarre reason, they don't like us this summer. They've given us Incredibles 2 and Ant-Man a month after everybody else. So I'm still waiting for Incredibles 2. So yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp's content is coming into all the different content and stuff. So what did you what jumped out at you from this?
The only one that really jumped out at me, of course, was Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. I think this is maybe the last one. We might have a Captain Marvel DLC, but I can't remember. But yeah, you know, we've been getting the Lego Marvel one since the game came out. And I think this hopefully will be a nice little end cap on it. And, you know, we talked about Lego Incredibles a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see how this kind of jumping back into Lego Marvel compares to the Lego Incredibles, because maybe, you know, having played Incredibles, we've forgotten some of the quirks of Marvel superheroes too, which, you know, maybe they fixed or didn't fix for the Incredibles. But, you know, other than that, I don't think either of us play any of these mobile games anywhere. I did play the Avengers Academy quite for a while there.
I admit
try it again when they did their major update late last year where they changed the entire system, and it was, Christ, they even made it worse than it was before. So
I'll be honest. This, for me, this thing with these Marvel games is some of them have been out for a while. Some of them as well, just for me, I think because they've done so many clones across all the platforms that it's got a little bit like, well, it's just the same game as this on a different platform of a different skin. You know, it's like Disney Heroes is a reskin of, like, Strike Force, which is a clone of Galaxy Heroes. You know, they've all got the same kind of thing. Puzzle Quest, I do like it, but it was a game I played years ago and kind of just fell out of, like, that kind of thing. I don't know if it's actually the Switch might be the reason that I might be a little bit less inclined to, because there's just, I'd rather play that instead. It's a better portable experience in the evening. If I want to sit there for half an hour playing a game, I just grab my Switch. And that's probably why, in general, like, a lot of the games and the updates have been slow. And I don't know. It's the buzz around these games seems to have just, you know, the community has sort of dropped off a little bit. And there's a lot of discussion about how Strike Force is not quite doing as well as, and some of the charges for some of the characters have been sort of quite ridiculous. But it's good to see this kind of stuff coming into the games. I'll just go through some of the updates. So, obviously, the Wasp.
You're going to be saying Ant-Man and Wasp a lot.
Yes. So they're going to be coming in as a special challenge. Aveline Lily's Champion Challenge is running until July 18th in Contest of Champions. And she's got a list of characters. There's new buffs and stuff there. So Marvel Strike Force, the content comes in on July the 11th to add him. You can add him to the squad. And also the Wasp is going to be coming in. They're available as of last week, June 27th. Puzzle Quest has added a 5-star Wasp. Hope Van Dyne. You said Dyke then, but Van. We also have got some other little bits and pieces coming in that's coming on there. Avengers Academy, there's a new event which sees Hope Van Dyne, Ghost, and Goliath making their way in, and that comes in on July the 5th. And then Marvel Future Fight is getting a massive update, though they didn't really go too much into detail on that. And then we're also going to be getting the, like I said, the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. So there's the stuff coming in there. There was also a little bit of a top-up on that. We're hoping to get a little bit more news because the Marvel Powers United VR game has been announced for coming out as well. That's coming out at the end of the month on Oculus Rift. and they've added the Black Panther as a character. They've also announced that at San Diego Comic-Con, there's going to be a special Marvel Games panel, which is going to be held, hosted by Greg Miller from Kind of Funny Games. And also a little bit of news about Marvel Battle Lines, which is their new card game, which isn't out yet, I believe. I think it might still be in soft launch, or that's another new game. So they're going to be showing off all of this, plus Spider-Man, which that's the big Marvel game for me this year. That's the one I can't wait to play. So they're going to be showing off all of these different characters and stuff. It's great to see them. You know, even the Banner and stuff has got like Wolverine and Black Panther and Gamora and stuff. So they're really pushing this. So we'll hopefully find out a little bit more on that. But everything is pushed on all these different games. But good to see them kind of tying in with this movie for Ant-Man. It's exactly what the Marvel Games platforms do extremely well.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole point of this line, and this is what Disney Infinity would have been too if it had continued on, which is you've got the game, and now you've got this new movie coming out, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and we can insert them into every single one of those games. We can get people generating buzz about games that are coming up on 3-4 years old. I think Puzzle Quest is even older than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the whole games as a service thing kind of coming to fruition. The problem, of course, as you alluded to earlier, is I think that mobile games in general are starting to get consumer burnout. People are starting to get frustrated by the pricing schemes kind of being gouged constantly. I've spoken, of course, about Avengers Academy. They've only gotten worse.
Yeah.
When I tested them out after their relaunch, I was like, these prices are even worse than they were before. And then, you know, there's so many mobile games and they demand so much of your time. I don't think people are willing to invest into them anymore. That might be the problem that Strikeforce is encountering. And, you know, they need more proper games. Yeah. You know, as you said with the Switch, you know, if you have 30 minutes of free time, I'd rather have a proper gameplay experience, because a lot of these games aren't designed to keep your attention for 30 minutes. It's designed, you wake up in the morning, you do your missions, or, you know, you send your characters out on their missions, whatever it is, and then you're done, and then only takes a few minutes, and then you're supposed to log back in at 1 p.m. right after lunch to update their missions and send them out on new, get your energy refreshed, do it again at 7 p.m. and so forth. And I think that cycle is starting to get to people. And
yeah, especially if you've got quite a few games on the go and you're flipping between them, or I think there's not a lot of innovation going on. It's like this new card game. Like, it's just another card game. I can't get excited. I understand what Marvel are doing and they want to make sure that they've got one game for each person and stuff, but I don't know. To me, I'm standing here, you know, looking here at this list of games, and I could be saying the same thing from 5 years ago. And that's kind of where there's nothing. Nothing's breaking through as being exciting for me at all in this. And yeah, it's a shame. Some of these games are good, but the only one I'm really excited about from the upcoming lineup is Spider-Man. It's a shame that VR game, if that was on PSVR, I'd be ordering myself a system this week. I'll be honest. If that was coming out at the end of July on PlayStation 4, I'd buy the unit because it's on sale. VR at this precise minute, that game, they can push it as much as they like. It's Oculus Rift. How many people are going to have these units to buy them? It's not going to move the needle because no one's got the system.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be that hardcore community, the people, the early adopters. But by making it specifically Oculus, not HTC Vive, not any of the additional AR or VR sets that have come out, Samsung and so on, and not making it PSVR, which is, of course, the hardest one to develop for because, you know, you're restricted by the PlayStation limitations, which maybe jumped to VR a little too early. But, you know, I did get to play it at D23 last year, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. I did get a bit motion sick by the end, especially playing as the Hulk, actually. But, you know, honestly, if this was a PSVR game, or if it was not restricted just to Oculus, like if I could figure out a way, because I know it exists, to plug in a PSVR to my PC and play it that way, I'd be perfectly fine with that. But yeah, it's an already small market, VR market in general, and then going for a chunk of the of that market just seems silly. So I don't know. It was fun. I was kind of hoping they would increase the roster size a bit, though, because it's still it's an extremely small roster size. But cool that they got the Black Panther in there at least, so that should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be adding more later, but then I kind of have a feel as well that, like, they might just be a case of, like, get this out, get moving, get this out and get people playing it. There's no point having a roster of spending all that time building a roster of 40 characters if no one's going to play it.
Right, exactly. So
it's a good tech demo. It's a good way of, as well, of, you know, this is the first Marvel VR game. Then well, maybe by the time they get to the third, fourth one, really depends if VR takes on. At the minute, there's a lot of hype about it going forward. I do wonder if it's only ever going to really stay as an experience kind of thing. I can't see it becoming mainstream. It's another 3D gimmick and all the rest of it. You know, we saw from E3, there wasn't really a push for VR from anybody. This might be just one of those things. They've tried it, they'll do it on, they'll move along.
I think they tried too early, honestly. Yeah. I don't think VR is dead. It's not quite like the 3D TV experience, but they tried to push it before the technology was ready, and now we're trying to develop modern games on systems that weren't designed for it. And they really just need to be, okay, the Vive, the PSVR, and the original Oculus, we're not supporting that hardware anymore. We've got the second generation hardware. It's much more efficient. It's much more powerful. You don't, you know, it's a better system overall. But in order to push it forward, we can't continue supporting the old ones, which would, of course, just absolutely piss off everybody who has one of those original systems, and justifiably so.
I lost the prices. They're not
$800 when they first came out.
Yeah. I mean, the PSVR is down to about £200 now. It's come down in price. I've been tempted a couple of occasions, but it's like, again, I've just like, because I know, like, you had it and stuff, but you don't ever really use it, do you?
I use it occasionally because it's fun to do, like, the Star Wars X-Wing mission from the first Battlefront. It's fun to do the Jackal mission that's free from Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. But there is not a single game for VR, at least for the PSVR, that makes me go, yes, this is the game to own for VR. There's a couple on PC, because I love the space sims. Yeah. I love, you know, what was I looking at earlier? Evacron Mercenary or, the RSI game. Star Citizen, that one. Those would be perfect for VR. And racing games also, because, you know, games where you're in a vehicle and, you know, you can move your head and look into the turn or track for the enemies, that kind of thing is perfect for. But that's not the kind of games people end up developing. They end up developing, well, we're doing Legend of Zelda, but you can use your head as the camera. And it's like, why would I bother doing this? This is stupid. It's a technology that's got potential, but it's restricted by older hardware that's no longer really up to date. And no one has yet found that this is the experience you have to have for VR. Now, if we could get at home the Shadow of the Empire or the Secret of the Empire that you can do at London, Disney Springs, and Anaheim, that'd be fantastic. But who's got room for that?
No, it is. I mean, it's a shame, really. I think for this Powers VR thing, because it's like, you know, it looks like it's going to be a fun game. It'll be great. But it's just, like I said, it's just, they can hype it up as much as they like. There's not, the market is so small for the people that have got it. You know, there's just not going to be a huge amount of people that are going to be able to play it. And unfortunately, they can, it's just, you know, it's like even now, like saying it's out in a few weeks' time. It's like $40. It's not really a full price one. It's just a shame. And it's like now, it's like, what we really should have had was an Ant-Man versus Wasp game. That's what we needed. We needed a game focused on them, rather than just these kind of, you know, let's. And it's like that thing as well of adding, you know, most of these games have already had Ant-Man and the Wasp already in them. Right. So it's not like it's, you know, they're giving them costumes, and a lot of this stuff is cosmetic because they added Ant-Man years ago.
Or Ant-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
And Janet Van Dyne, the original Wasp, not the one from the movies, but, you know, has been around since the beginning of the Avengers. She was the person who gave the Avengers her, the name.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you kind of have to include her in Avengers stuff, which all of this is based on, because they didn't have the X-Men license, or they didn't want to use the X-Men license. So they had the Avengers, and so the Wasp is in them.
Yeah.
And now you can say, of course, this is Hope Van Dyne, you know, so it's a different Wasp character, but still, you're like, well, but I've already got Janet, you know.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not really going to make a huge impact, but we need to see what they do with this one, if these ones kind of push it up, or anything kind of grabs it. But we'd love to know what you guys are playing, what are you excited about from the Ant-Man and the Wasp content coming to the things, and also just keep an eye out as well. If you're a Disney Infinity fan, the Ant-Man and the Wasp figures have been spotted in Disney stores in the UK, so they could even be out by now. So,
just to be clear, we're talking about the action figures, not Disney Infinity. No, they don't bust out 3.0. They're not going to work on that.
No, but anyway, on the note, guys, go check us out on all the different social medias. Go check us out over at DiskKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
You find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.